Long Island's KJOY 98.3. It is Meal Prep Monday on Jamie and Dew, brought to you by Culinary Clubhouse in Garden City, where little chefs shine with confidence and skills. CulinaryClubhouse.com or Instagram at Culinary Clubhouse. Stephanie from SweetSavoryAndStuff.com. You're here. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
It's Monday. Maybe people are off this week, but that doesn't mean that recipes have to go to the wind here.
No. And even more reason to have some fun in the kitchen.
Yeah, I may as well get those people involved that are here and bother us. All day right. Now. What do you want from me?
Well, this is the perfect recipe because I do feel like it's kid friendly. This is my apple baked French toast.
Breakfast.
So I feel like that's a nice breakfast for your day off. And also you can make them in little ramekins so everyone gets their own. So I feel like the kids will get a kick out of that.
That's cute.
Only a handful of ingredients here. As we know, French toast is easy to make, but the good part about this is we're not frying the French toast on the stovetop and making a mess. This is all just getting mixed up and put into little ramekins and then baked. So we're going to start out with 6 slices of, I used for this recipe a low calorie bread, but you can use whatever you have at home. And then we're going to mix 3 eggs with some almond milk, a little vanilla extract, cinnamon and sugar. All the good things.
Yay.
And we're also using 1 apple. I like to use Honeycrisp or Gala apples. I just think that they're nice and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to peel the apple and dice that up. And we're going to toss that into the liquid mixture along with the bread that we're also going to cube up. So basically we have the bread, the apple, and the liquid all mixed together. We're going to soak that for a few minutes. And then we're going to just pour that mixture into ramekins that we've sprayed with nonstick cooking spray. Or you can use just a baking dish. The cook time will be a little bit different if you're using a baking dish. Probably like 10 minutes. Extra. Otherwise, we're going to pop these in the oven. They're going to cook for about 35 minutes at 350 degrees. And then the last piece, once it's cooled a little bit, I like to combine some powdered sugar with a little bit of the almond milk that we used in the first step.
Nice.
And make kind of like a sweet drizzle on top.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Yes. Since this recipe obviously is lightened up, so it doesn't have a ton of sugar like a normal French toast would. We're only using about a tablespoon of sugar for the whole recipe. So adding that little powdered sugar on top with the drizzle helps sweeten things up a little bit.
This is a great little project. Apple baked French toast meal prep. And if you're home this week and you want to do a little more in the kitchen, you go to KJOY.com. Not only will you find this recipe, but we have all of Steph's previous meal prep recipes available too. So have a little fun this week. Try.
Yeah, totally.
We're all busy. Try to make it happen. It'll be fun. Apple baked French toast, KJOY.com.